From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. to deploy jets from Turkey. The U.S. military says it has deployed six F-16 fighter jets to the Incirlik Air Base in Turkey. Turkey agreed to allow the planes onto its soil last month in an effort against Islamic State militants. The U.S. planes were dispatched from Italy along with 300 personnel. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has proposed eliminating the positions of vice president and deputy prime minister as part of a purported effort to reduce corruption and improve government. Mr. Abadi announced the proposals Sunday following weeks of protests against government mismanagement and a lack of services. The plan calls for cutting the offices of Iraq's three vice presidents, which includes Mr. Abadi's predecessor. It would also end party and sectarian quotas for choosing officials. U.S. President Barack Obama is brushing off taunts from Iran and political complaints at home about his Iran nuclear agreement. In an interview aired Sunday on CNN, Mr. Obama dismissed a tweet by Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, which included a depiction of Mr. Obama holding a gun to his own head. The president said, quoting now, "Superpowers don't respond to taunts." Mr. Obama said U.S. political opponents of the accord with Tehran, particularly Republicans, are aligned with hardline opponents of the pact inside Iran. Heavy rain continued Sunday in southeastern China, where the remnants of Typhoon Sudalor moved further inland. The storm has left at least 14 dead. It was downgraded to a tropical storm after hitting China's Fujian and Zhejiang provinces hardest. This is VOA News.